We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
It is 8:33. Thanks for tuning in to Overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman, and joining us in Studio B, it's Hancock and Kelly. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Can't believe they let us back in the door.
They did.
They
did. Amazing. Day after day.
It's unbelievable.
We're always excited to see you both. All right, so, I don't know, it's just too bad there's no political news to talk about, you guys.
Very dull out there, very boring, nothing to see here.
Nothing. Let's start with the Boy Scouts, because yesterday I was busy doing other things, and I was, just picking up my children and actually looking at emails from my son's Boy Scout troop. And I started seeing some of the tweets about the comments that President Trump was making, and I had to immediately investigate because I thought, wait, maybe he's not speaking to 42,000 Boy Scouts. Maybe he's speaking to, like, grown-ups somewhere? Like, he's speaking to some leaders off in another... No, he was talking to a bunch of little boys. A very political speech, John Hancock. A little bit of a departure. Did some swearing, got them booing other people.
And that's the part that annoys me the most. I mean, here's the Boy Scouts. It's the purest group
out there. That's Michael Kelly, by the way.
Yeah. I have to jump in here.
He never lets me.
And what appalls me the most is these religious folks who lectured us for 20 years about family values and the way we behaved should behave are the ones who are okay with the president using foul language in front of a bunch of young men.
Thank you, Michael. The all the Eagle Scouts in the room, please raise your hand. Okay. So let me tell you, Michael.
That would be just you, buddy. I didn't like the camping part. I got through about whatever two or three stages of it was. And then I
made
was like,
it through Cub Scouts.
Yeah, I got through Cub Scouts. Did a little of the Boy Scouts.
How about Wee Blows, Ackerman? You look like a Wee Blow.
No, I was a Cub Scout.
Oh, you didn't do the Wee Blow. How'd you do on your Pinewood Derby car?
Fine.
I've got a horrible story about that I won't share now. But so here's the thing. It's not like Boy Scouts never swear.
No.
It's the president of the United States.
You can't brush this one off, brother.
He's talking to the Boy Scouts. Now, it is, I will give you that. I'll grant you a little something here, Kelly. I don't think any president has ever spoken to the Boy Scouts in such political terms before. And but you know what? That's who Donald Trump is. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody that Donald Trump is a free spirit, shoot from the hip, speak what's on his mind kind of guy.
I don't think anyone was surprised. I think some of us just hoped that he would have some sense of decorum.
Yeah.
And I think he got up in front of that crowd, saw 42,000 people, and he thought he was at a rally instead of a Boy Scout jamboree. It was not a political rally.
And do you remember the morality lectures we got during the Clinton years and the Obama years telling us that how we should behave and the Lord and Jesus and blah, blah, blah? Then the president gets up in front of 42,000 kids and curses. Come on.
I'll tell you what, the Scout
law. Those people, the religious people, y'all love it.
If you're looking for a good character goal in life, you can find none better than the Scout law. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
All the things that Donald Trump is, right?
Great point, Tom.
In all honesty, though, John, absolutely no qualms. Was it appropriate?
I wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's not the speech I would have given to the Boy Scouts of America. But Donald Trump is who he is, and it shouldn't surprise anybody that he's gonna say what's on his mind.
Liz Winstead, the writer for The Daily Show, tweeted this morning: "Breaking: Trump visits Ronald McDonald House and warms kids' hearts with a brutal takedown of the failing New York Times."
That did make me laugh out loud. All right, I was just imagining a bunch of 9-year-olds with wide eyes thinking, "Can we?"
Well,
9-year-olds
are in the Cub Scouts. This is the jamboree, so you've got kids that are probably 14 to 17 predominantly in that group. The
jamboree. Well, 14-year-olds saying, "Can we go camping now?"
Right.
All right. So that is that. We'll talk about healthcare when we return. And then I have a question. Mm. It's another one of these, would you, it's not a would you rather, but a would you.
Because, at all.
Would you at all? So just a little
tease.
We have traffic and weather on the way, and believe it or not, a cool down coming. It's 8:42 and KMOX Overtime continues. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Tom Ackerman. And John Hancock and Michael Kelly are in Studio B. They will be holding fourth until 11 this morning. We don't have an early game, right? No, it's an evening game.
Evening game tonight.
Evening game. John Belmar on the show today.
We got the chief is going to come in here. Lots of controversy swirling about the St. Louis County.
Did you all get the
Post-Dispatch
yesterday, or today, this morning when you woke up? Front page of the Post-Dispatch. Now, most of the morning yesterday, we were covering live that rolling gun battle that went down Highway 55. Cops were shot at. Cars were riddled with bullets. Did you see where that was placed in the Post-Dispatch? On the bottom.
underneath Tony Messenger's column.
It made no sense.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it came to the station after we were on the air, so I have not seen the front page yet.
Yep, they're above the fold. They're really going all in on that.
Oh, this is day three. Mm-hmm. And this is what you call agenda-driven journalism. We're going to talk to the chief. I got to spend a little time with Chief Belmar yesterday afternoon. And he was telling me what the facts of what's going on. I mean, blew me away. I'm looking forward to having him in studio this morning. I think so much of this is just trumped up propaganda that is coming out of Tony Messenger's pen.
No pun intended.
He's
trumped
coming
up
around.
Fake news.
Trump and pop propaganda. He's coming around.
But speaking of that incident yesterday.
Yeah.
While it was unfolding yesterday morning, this gun battle with police on 55 and Highway 61 around Festus. And so it was just developing. We didn't really know exactly what was happening, but or who it was. And people get very upset. Obviously, you have a story about somebody, stealing cars, holding people at gunpoint. And sadly, it does turn out that this guy apparently served our nation, was a military guy. His relatives saying he had PTSD, he didn't get the help he needed, which just makes it all the more sad.
Tragic.
You have somebody who could have clearly endangered the lives of many people, including officers, and somebody who was a veteran who served in our armed forces and not getting the help he needed. Yeah, that's not an unusual story, sadly.
No, it's not. And, if you think about the impact that mental illness has on our society, it is profound. Yeah, you've got this fellow over here, and he was taking hostages, and I mean, it was a horrible incident yesterday. The homeless that are out on the street, so many of them suffering from mental illness. They're not capable really of functioning. And it is a thing that we all too often sweep under the rug. And it's having a profound effect on our culture.
Well, and just ask police officers how many people they deal with over and over again who are mentally ill and should probably not be in a jail or a
prison. It's a curable, for the most part, it's a curable condition if people will just go get the help they need.
And if they had health insurance.
Well, I was just going to say, if we only had a program that would ensure that people had coverage for that kind of stuff. And look, I've suffered with depression in my life, and it is the hardest, most miserable thing you will ever go through.
Oh, just cheer up, Michael. That's what people say. Oh, just pull yourself up.
Right,
cheer up.
But I can't even imagine what these young men and women who are coming back from the war are dealing with. It doesn't excuse this man's behavior. He clearly was breaking the law, could have hurt people, could have hurt officers. They had to do what they had to do, but we've got a real issue for mental health. I mean, the brain is such a crazy thing, and when it turns on yourself, it can be so hurtful and harmful.
Well, let's continue this healthcare conversation because there could be a vote today. I was amazed to hear that John McCain was on his way from Arizona to D.C. and could participate in this vote. I don't know which way he's going to vote, but
Patriots.
I just thought it was ironic that he would be. You know, he has great health care. He's being treated with taxpayer-funded health care, and he's going to maybe vote on taking other people's health care away. Which way is that going to go, John?
Well, the vote today is to put the bill on
it.
The floor and debate the bill and amend the bill. This vote today needs to pass, and because what we know for certain is that Obamacare is failing. And it is leaving. And you want to talk about people having no access to health care. You might be able to get a policy, but you can't afford the deductible. So is there really access to health care if you can't afford to go to the doctor, even though you've got supposedly some insurance policy? We've got to fix this broken system, and this is the first step to do that.
Senator McCaskill tweeted this morning that she's being asked to bring to the floor a bill that she hasn't even gotten to see. Now, if I could take you all back in the time machine, when Barack Obama had his health care reform, do you remember we had procedural moves where they said, we're going to read the bill on the floor word by word so people know exactly what's in it. They're going to be asked to vote on a bill today that the senator from Missouri, who represents 6 million people, has never even seen. Come on, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. This is 1/6 of our economy. We need to see this bill and understand it. What happened to the Republicans? What happened to you guys?
They're voting to go to the bill. They're going to have ample opportunity to change it and read it.
All right, it is 8:48, and when we return, would you allow your company to do this to you? Stand by.
This is TIAM Overtime on KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:51. Monterey, Ackerman, Hancock, and Kelly bringing you Overtime today. We do have some breaking news. Apparently, a U.S. Navy ship has fired a warning shot at an Iranian boat that came within 150 yards of it. And we should be getting some more news on that for you coming up from CBS News at the top of the hour. But here's the would you question of the morning.
Okay.
There is a company in Wisconsin that is beginning to implant its employees with microchips. Now, this is like every science fiction movie I have watched recently on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, where they just stick a little tiny chip in you. Now, granted, my dog has a microchip so that, you know, she gets lost, they can identify her. But these employees are being asked to do this voluntarily. They promise, the company promises, it won't track them personally. They promise, but they can use it. So this chip, you know how we have these little pass cards so we can get in the building? It would just automate. They implant it like between the webbing of your finger and your forefinger, this little chip. So it'll get you in the building and you can purchase things. They're a vending machine company, so you don't have to have any money.
Oh, geez.
Privacy experts are freaking out about it, saying this is the worst idea ever. But others are saying, you know, this is just the way it's going to go. This will someday be your passport. This will be your everything. Oof. This little chip in your hand or somewhere. Would you allow CBS or your employees to microchip you? Tom Ackerman.
Employee number 45760. You know, I mean, absolutely not. 100%. Get the bleep out of here with that stuff. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, are you kidding me? It is an invasion of privacy, and they could track you. It's bigger than Big Brother.
They promise they won't.
Okay. I still sit at the kitchen table and write checks to pay my bills every month. There's no way. There is no way I'm putting some miserable chip in my hand.
I'm in the no camp as well. I read the article that you're talking about, Debbie, and what surprised me is something like 50 employees signed up to do it.
He said,
what's the matter with people?
I don't know. It doesn't say if they got a bonus or not.
These ID cards are so inconvenient. Why don't you just put a chip in my finger?
In fact, I think the Bible talks about this, and it's not good. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The Bible.
It's in Revelation.
It's in there, buddy. You got to look. You ought to read that thing.
I'll
tell you what. You 30 days, read that sucker, and come back here and see if you're still a liberal. That's all I got
to
tell you.
Thou shalt not swear. You're not supposed to use foul language, right?
Some say Jesus would be a Democrat, John. Some say.
Jesus is not partisan.
Can we repeat the words that he used on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We can even play the clip of him saying it.
Well, in fact, we may have a clip of the President of the United States addressing the Boy Scouts that we may play on this very airwaves later this morning.
That to be consistent, I'm going to argue we shouldn't.
All right, so we're all on board as saying no.
Chips.
I think it's interesting how when you find out who's following you on your phone, you know, like, don't you go when you find out somebody, some app can follow you, you make sure that they can't. Or at least I do. If you go on a website and they want to know, we'd like to track your location. No.
Yeah. What's up with that?
But I will voluntarily let you put a chip in my hand that you can track me like a stray dog.
Here's my question, an important question. Is the chip gluten-free? Because I think that's important to know.
I think it's lead.
I think it's made of some kind of metal. But they say it's the way of the future, and they may not be so wrong.
It's not happening. I mean, it's not happening in my hand. You know, I don't know what the rest of you people
want
to do.
That's what I'm concerned about. That's the way of the future. So now we all become these numbers, and what's going to happen next?
I am not a free man.
It's not that this company promises we won't track you. It's that some other company will be like, ooh, look.
What's the company, by the way? Do we know the name of this company?
Some Wisconsin company.
Yeah, it's a vending machine company.
Yeah. Now, if anybody needs to know your whereabouts, it's a vending machine.
Don't need your whereabouts. They promised they wouldn't track that.
Why don't you spend time making better vending machines and keeping them filled and not worry about microchips?
And put some fruit in those vending machines while you're at it. You know, all this junk food out there is destroying the country.
My word. It's you got a pink shirt on today? You're acting like a liberal.
This is orange. Or, well,
trumped up
pink.
Propaganda.
Pink was yesterday.
It's called Three Square Market, and they design software for break rooms.
Yeah, we don't like them. I don't like them. No. I'm never buying their stuff.
Software for break rooms.
That said, Tom Ackerman and I are on record that we would like better vending machines here at CBS Radio.
Yeah, well, I will say,
all for that.
I will say, there's a lot of junk food in. Although I did see an apple in there the other day.
No, it just eats Tom's chips every day.
Oh,
Tom goes
good.
To the snack machine, puts
chips.
His you get.
It's crunching your chips.
Your
only
product.
Healthy stuff.
Your
granola
product.
Granola bars or almonds.
Almonds are good.
Ooh, I love almonds.
Almonds are good.
Almonds
for
are maybe the perfect food.
That's about,
they are.
That's about where it ends on the health food.
And
walnuts,
speaking of the perfect show,
too.
It's coming up after CBS News. It's Hancock and Kelly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.